and a very good morning to you. I'm Kermit Bowling, General Manager here at Red River Radio. It is so good to have you listening today, and it's time for another spotlight. This one is very special because it's about more than just one event, and it's also one that has a, well, a great association with the city of Shreveport. And I'm joined in the studio by the Honorable Mayor Thomas Arsenault, who it's great to see you, Mayor.
Great to be here.
It's great to have you in the studio.
Thanks for having me, Kermit.
And as I'm sure everybody is aware, you know, it's a big year. America 250, the semi-quincentennial, if I get that word correctly. I always have to think about it. It's like, I know it's got some big long word. But in any case, there are a lot of events that are going on that are being sponsored by the city.
Right.
SPAR is Shreveport Parks and Recreation, but also other sponsors that are part of it. And some of these are musical events. Some of these are like big parties, and we also have a lecture series that's part of it. I thought this would be a great opportunity to talk about all of that, but I know, yeah, in particular you've got one coming up very soon, and that's a lecture about June 10th.
Yes, tonight. It's tonight at the Alphonse Jackson Auditorium, which is in the Alphonse Jackson Building on the Southern University campus up north. This is, Friday is Juneteenth, and mm-hmm. there are lots of folks in town who don't know the significance, particularly folks who aren't African-American, mm-hmm. do not know the significance and why Juneteenth is such an important thing to celebrate. Juneteenth celebrates the reading of the Emancipation Proclamation in Galveston, Texas. It was the first time that most Southern African Americans had learned that they had been freed by the Emancipation Proclamation earlier. That's correct. In 1863.
It took a long time to get that across.
This is in 1865. So yeah, it is really a very significant event, and certainly worth celebrating as a part of our nation's history. So Dr. Michael Hicks, who's a professor at Southern, is going to give the lecture tonight. It's free. It's open to the public. I believe there'll be some light refreshments there. The doors open at 5:30, and the lecture will start at 6 o'clock. Should be a relatively early evening, but one that I think would be helpful to people to learn more about the significance of this coming Friday. We're having it. Southern will be closed on Friday,
yeah,
because it's a holiday. And really, so we decided to do it tonight so that the Southern staff wouldn't have to work on the night before the holiday, and that's why we're doing it tonight. But it should be really very, very informative and interesting.
I love the name of the lecture series, The Threads That Bind Us, a Shreveport History Series. I mean, that's true. There are so many, and I think both culturally and historically, you've got, well, four separate threads, but four very important ones to our history.
Yes, they're probably threads that many people in Shreveport are not aware of, and so that's one reason that we chose these particular ones, so that people might learn a little bit about the history of Shreveport. We all know about Captain Henry Miller Shreve and the Great Raft and all of that, but we don't necessarily know the contributions that women, for example, have made, the contributions of the Reconstruction government to the medical history. That's going to be one of them that should be really very, very interesting, and that one will be on Tuesday, June 30th. Mm-hmm. So it is the third in the series. So we've got four. They're pretty close together. They're not going to be long. They're all free. We'll probably have some refreshments at each of them. Not dinner, but refreshments. And we look forward to lots of people coming out and learning a lot more about Shreveport and its history.
Well, let me mention the other two, which you touched on. So June 25th is Women of Shreveport, and Dr. Cheryl White, who, of course, you hear regularly here on Red River Radio, will be speaking, and that is at the LSUS University Center Theater,
correct,
I believe.
That's right.
So we have that. And July 1st is the fourth one in there, the Adecato Indian Nation History, which I think ought to be fascinating to everybody, because a lot of people really don't know aside from, you know, we're in Caddo Parish, but what does that really mean?
Well, you know, there are two strands of the Caddo Indians. You mm-hmm. you have the group that sold and left, and then you had the group that did not sell and stayed. And this is about that group. So it's one that gets overlooked a lot. So we're very much looking forward to the chief, John Mark Davis, being here and explaining what their history is and their contribution to the city of Shreveport.
And that's going to be at the Louisiana State Exhibit Museum.
That's at the Exhibit Museum, yeah. Which will be really fun. All of them, the doors open at 5:30, and the lecture starts at 6 p.m.
So the Threads That Bind Us, a Shreveport History Series. So four lectures, which are a wonderful opportunity to learn and also to associate. And you're saying the doors open early. There'll be some refreshments and all of that. So get to meet your friends and other people who have similar interests during these events. Now, this is just a carved out part of what the city is going to be celebrating all through the summer, really.
All through the end of the year, mm-hmm. Because we have some really significant events that have important anniversaries this year.
Okay.
For example, we already know that in the 20s, some very significant things happened. The Strand Theater was built in the 20s. Mm-hmm. Cross Lake was built in the 1920s. As a matter of fact, we are this year, and on July 3rd, we're going to celebrate the 100th anniversary of Cross Lake.
That's something I did not know.
As long as I have lived here,
that's fascinating.
And all of that was done in bond issues passed in the late 1920s by the people of Shreveport. Very forward looking. At that point, mm-hmm. we would not have been able to sustain the growth that we have sustained without Cross Lake. And it turns 100, and we're still working on some of those plans. We do know that we're going to have a big celebration, a big fireworks show, so you'll be able to get a fireworks show on the 3rd and a fireworks show on the 4th.
Excellent.
So should be really should be a lot of fun. We're still working on the exact location of the celebration, but it'll be that evening of July the 3rd, which is the date that people are off of work. So everybody's off on the 3rd. The 4th falls on a Saturday, so that should be a great time as well. This past weekend, we celebrated the 100th anniversary of Columbia Park.
That's right.
And so we held that celebration and a rededication of the park for the next 100 years, which was a lot of fun. It was rather warm, but it was a lot of fun. And between us and KTBS, we gave away 100 or so American flags at that event. And it was very well attended and just really a lot of fun. So that's some of the stuff that's going to be happening. The July 4th day is going to be a huge day for the city of Shreveport. there's a bourbon and barbecue festival on that day, and tickets are now available for that. There's an apple pie contest, and we'll be announcing the winners of the apple pie contest during the July 4th celebration.
Okay.
My wife, the First Lady, is one of the judges for the apple pie, so I'm sure she will have had her year's quota of apple pie by July 4th.
What's more
American, as they say,
yeah.
than apple pie?
Indeed.
So that's why it's a good thing. On July the 2nd, and I'll have to get a clarification of time, there will be a naturalization ceremony. A group of people mm-hmm. will become U.S. citizens on mm-hmm. July 2nd at the Strand. And I will tell you that I went to this program last year, mm-hmm. and any naturalization service and ceremony is very inspirational. And this will be no exception. And we will have, there's a group that comes, that are affiliated with the World War II Museum in New Orleans called the Victory Bells.
Right,
and
okay.
they are a singing group, and they mm-hmm. are amazingly talented and fun to watch. So they will be there, and then they will make an additional appearance on July 4th. So the July 4th celebration at the Riverfront is going to be terrific. We're going to have a brass ensemble from the Shreveport Symphony, the Mount Canaan Choir, Max Chambers, the young 14-year-old man who played the young Michael Jackson on Broadway, Shreveport native.
Right.
And I think he finished second on The Voice. So he's very talented. He'll be performing both with the symphony and with the Mount Canaan Choir. And the Victory Bells will also be will be performing. So we're going to, and then the bridge, the fireworks will be done off the bridge again because the construction is over in Bossier. The last several years, we haven't been able to do that because it was an alternate route, a detour route for the Bossier, Bossier side construction of I-20. So we should be back to normal plus. And then later in the year, we will celebrate the 50th anniversary of the Red River Revel, and some of the announcements have already come up for that.
Right.
The Red River, the two things that were bicentennial projects for the city of Shreveport. One was the Red River Revel, which originally was sponsored and promoted by the Junior League of Shreveport-Bossier, and the Independence Bowl. Both of those were bicentennial projects, so they're both 50, and the Independence Bowl will be this year on December 22nd. That's already been announced, so we'll wait to see what the teams are.
That was going
to
be my question.
That will probably come in early December on that selection Sunday. We won't know that for a while, but Independence Bowl, Red River Revel, Cross Lake, The Strand.
Lots
so
of
many things. When you
well,
think about it,
Summer Music Festival, we just had that. That's 50th
you just
anniversary
had the 50th
there.
A lot of the Summer Music Festival, which is terrific. It is amazing to me when you look at the history of Shreveport, how forward looking the leaders of Shreveport were in the 1920s. For example, in the 1920s. In the same bond package, I think it was on May 14th of 1929, the people of Shreveport approved bonds to buy the land on which Barksdale Air Force Base sits today. A lot of people don't know that the people of Shreveport bought that land to give it to the federal government an airfield, and that's why we have Barksdale Air Force Base. In the same bond issue, they passed, remember, this is the 1920s. They passed bonds to build what we now know as the downtown airport, but it was the Shreveport Airport until the 1950s when they moved it out to where Shreveport Regional Airport is now. So you look at the political leaders and the business and cultural leaders of the city of Shreveport, they were very forward-looking in the 1920s. That was also a period of great prosperity for the city of Shreveport. We had oil and agriculture and all of those kinds of investments before, of course, the Great Depression. So it was a very important decade in the history of Shreveport.
Yeah, that is outstanding. And you're talking about all of that in that decade, which really go back another 50 years before that, and the yellow fever epidemic and all of that, and Shreveport had lost a major part of its population.
Yeah, about 25% of the population died in the yellow fever epidemic, and of course, out of that has come the designation of Holy Trinity as a site for the five martyr priests.
Martyrs, priests, yes.
And the basis for your symphony. So,
that is true.
Which was great. I mean, your symphony was a birthday present for me because it was presented for the first time at Holy Trinity on my birthday.
So. I remember that.
I got serenaded.
But there's that, you know, every 50 years of significance for this city, and I'm glad. And now there obviously are going to be many more 50 year anniversaries and a lot more coming up.
Yeah, and one of the other things we're doing is we're trying to locate and celebrate businesses that are at least 50 years old in Shreveport. We're calling them legacy businesses.
Sure.
So if you have a business that's been around for over 50 years, we want to honor you as a legacy business in the city of Shreveport.
That's excellent. And, you know, it wasn't that long ago, so I don't know what anniversary they've got this year, but I remember Morrison Dixon threw a big party, essentially a week-long party, because they're either 1 year younger than the city or 1 year older. I forget what it is, but
it's very close.
Very, very close.
It is very close.
So, yeah, there's a lot in this region that connects to the business. All kinds of different businesses and history, and of course arts and music and all of that. And I know you listed on the America 250 flyer that there's also going to be a celebration of Louisiana's Gift to America musical legacy. That's going to be at Municipal Auditorium. That is Saturday, September 19th.
Yep.
Yeah. Which
yeah,
is
yeah. And then there's ArtSpace. ArtSpace has an exhibit that is sponsored by the Independence Bowl and also the Revel. And so ArtSpace is a project of the Shreveport Regional Arts mm-hmm. Council. And, of course, that is also so 50 years old this year. So it's a really, this was a really, 1976 was a really significant year. I came back to Shreveport in 1976 from law school mm-hmm. and lived here for a little while. Went down to Bright Lights Big City for about 14 months, and I had to come home. So I moved back to Shreveport in August of 1979, and I've been here ever since.
Well, we're grateful that you made that decision. And I was going to say, when do you get to rest with a schedule like that? But I think broadly, city, when do you rest? Hopefully never. You just keep on going. There's so many events here. Mayor, again, I want to thank you so much for coming and speaking with us this morning and talking about all of these great events and this great history. Again, a reminder, the first of that lecture series is this evening, right?
It's tonight, 6 o'clock at Southern University at the Alphonse Jackson Auditorium. So if you make the big U, there's a big U drive that goes around. It is almost at the end of that drive. It's a one-way street, so it's almost at the end of that drive. You can't miss it.
All right. Excellent. And again, Mayor, thank you for being on with us. And if you're with an organization and you have an event coming up and you would like to be featured on a future spotlight, give us a call at 800-552-8502, and you might be featured on a future spotlight. All right. Take care, and happy 250th celebration of America.
Thank you. Thank you.